Revolutionizing Leasehold. Robert Poole of Glyde reflects on the legislative changes proposed and explores the transformative path ahead for owners and managers of blocks of flats. The UK stands on the precipice of a historic overhaul in property ownership. With the King's Speech unveiling the anticipated leasehold reform, an age-old system is set to be redefined. The Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, DLUHC, estimates there are around 4.98 million leasehold homes in England, of which 70% are flats and 30% are houses. The majority of flats in the private sector are leasehold, an estimated 94% of owner-occupied flats and 71% of privately rented flats. Around 8% of houses in England are leasehold. For years, the leasehold system has been a topic of contention, leaving homeowners and managers of blocks of flats grappling with its intricacies. The prospect of reform is certainly a breath of fresh air. Both major political parties, each with their own vision, aim to address the fundamental issues that plague the current leasehold system. Labour's promise to abolish leasehold. The Labour Party's pledge to abolish leasehold within its first 100 days of government is a bold move that seeks to dismantle a centuries-old tradition. The intention is to replace it with a more transparent and equitable alternative, potentially a common hold system. This radical change could simplify property ownership, eliminate ground rents, and empower leaseholders. However, it poses significant challenges because dispute resolution is much more complicated as it requires all owners of the freehold to be consulted on decisions. With the lack of a first-tier tribunal in place, this could mean disputes are never resolved. The Conservative Party's commitment to substantial reform. On the other hand, the Conservative Party is focused on reforming the existing leasehold system. The Leasehold and Freehold Bill is intended to introduce measures to increase leaseholders' rights, provide them with more control over their properties, and make lease extensions more affordable. The Leasehold and Freehold Reform Bill heralds a landmark shift in the leasehold system. It promises a future where homeowners are granted greater autonomy over their homes, with reduced costs and red tape. Whether the future is Labour's vision of abolishment or the Conservatives' less radical reform, we are set to radically alter the leasehold landscape. Opportunities for improvement. The reform introduces opportunities for a more empowered homeowner base and transparent property management system, potentially fostering sustainable communities and higher living standards. Enhanced property ownership. Reforms aim to empower homeowners by giving them greater control over their properties. This shift can lead to more satisfied and engaged property owners. Increased transparency. Abolishing leasehold or introducing more stringent regulations can bring greater transparency to property transactions. Improved property management. With more involved and informed property owners, the quality of property management could improve, leading to better maintenance, higher standards, and more harmonious communal living. Sustainable communities. Leasehold reform can encourage a stronger sense of community and shared responsibility among residents of blocks of flats. This can foster more sustainable and pleasant living environments. Regulation of managing agents. The bill stopped short of proposing the regulation of management agents, which is a potential missed opportunity. Challenges on the horizon. While the prospect of reform is promising, it's important to acknowledge the challenges of uprooting an entrenched system. The transition from the current leasehold system to a reformed one presents a multitude of challenges, including implementation challenges. Overhauling an established system demands meticulous planning and regulation. Financial implications. The financial repercussions for stakeholders must be balanced with the new reforms. Valuation and compensation. Fair compensation for freeholders under the new system needs careful consideration. Administrative burden. The introduction of new processes will increase administrative demands and therefore costs for leaseholders. Public awareness and education. A comprehensive campaign is essential to inform property owners of the changes. Equity concerns. The reforms must not create new disparities within the property market. Local variations. Accommodating regional differences in property dynamics is vital. Enforcement and dispute resolution. New mechanisms are required to manage conflicts and ensure compliance. While there are undoubtedly opportunities with the proposed reforms, this does need to be balanced with the potential challenges, of which there are many. These challenges need to be carefully considered and the correct processes put in place to ensure the changes really do work in reality. The Leasehold and Freehold Reform Bill detailed. This bill is a step towards correcting historical imbalances, featuring easier and cheaper freehold purchases for leaseholders. The lease extension term increases to 990 years. Immediate rights for new leaseholders to extend leases or purchase freeholds. Empowerment for mixed-use building leaseholders to manage their properties. enhanced consumer rights and transparency for leaseholders. For those managing blocks of flats, the bill mandates a re-evaluation of service charge structures and management fees, a redefinition of lease extension negotiations and pricing strategies, a restructured financial model in response to potential ground rent caps, adapting to new legislation. Owners and managers must adapt to transparent service charge and insurance fee regulations, a shift towards freehold ownership and longer lease terms, new administrative demands and consumer rights standards. As leasehold reform moves forward, addressing these changes will undoubtedly be a challenge. A thoughtful and comprehensive approach that consults widely with practitioners, leaseholders and freeholders and considers all potential challenges is necessary to make the transition as smooth as possible. The Leasehold and Freehold Reform Bill is potentially a transformative step. If the bill is passed, the focus will be on meeting these new standards head-on, fostering innovation, and ensuring long-term success for all stakeholders involved. Robert Poole is Director of GLIDE, part of Leaders Romans Group.